Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed, "I found nirvana! I win!" They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $200 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friends? Welcome in and Merry Christmas to an In This League special Christmassy edition of the In This League on Sports Grid, ITL on Sports Grid. It is Bogman. It is the Welsh. We are here. Are you? Are you? I mean, you're probably here on podcast. Who? It's a sad. Should we talk to the person that's here on Christmas Eve that's listening to us? Or Christmas night, I guess, that's probably doing it live on the radio?
It's going to get better, friend.
You know what? Life is cyclical. It always turns around. Whenever you're at your lowest, guess what? It can only go up from
here. It's always darkest before the dawn. How about some more dumb quotes?
That's what we've actually had to talk to the coin about, which we're going to tell you about. Ladies and gentlemen, the coin is
I'm
turning.
The leader of the free world. I'm not supposed to be picking football games.
I don't know if you know this, but flipping a coin week in and week out is not sustainable. And this week came into play. Thank God, by the way.
I was so mad that the coin was just crushing us. You know, we work hard on this stuff, man.
We work very hard on this.
And it's still tough to pick these games. And then the coin's just coming in here like 11-3, whatever. Like it's Brian Regan. So
no big deal. Is this Thursday? It's no big deal.
Thursday? I don't care. We're just winning money.
I'll just jump right in to tell you this week, the coin went 3-12 against the spread and went 5-9 with one tie on the totals. And what's so great about that is what Bogman and I did, where at least how I have it, and you know, I know you did some markers here, so maybe we're gonna have to correct this when we come back from break. I went 10-5 against the spread, which I think is my second straight week of doing so with 10 wins, and I went 7-7 on my over unders. And you went, this according to this, went 9-6 against the spread, and you went 6-8 on your over unders. So we can take a look at that. So for the most part, over 500, good plays this week. We have in store for you this hour, all of our picks for week 16 as we're coming down to the wire. In hour two, talk a little bit of Pro Bowl. Our boy Jesse Severe, who has the Dynasty Hockey Life, the Dynasty Sports Life. Which is on In This League. He filled in for me as I was...
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and Superdeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Out and talking some top plays. Plus, we got Bubba and Bogman in hour three. So, friends, don't go anywhere. We're going to smash that coin when we come back. Ripping and a tearing. Ripping and a tearing right here in this league.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world. Says who?
IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
InThisLeague.com, friends. InThisLeague.com is where you guys can come and sign up and join up with the ITL Army, where we have got so much fun for you. We've got prop sheets. We've got gambling. We've got fantasy. We've got group me rooms. We've got live streams. We've got secret shows. We got lots of great sheets. I've got the prop sheet. Bogman's got the IDP ranks. So much fun. Plus, if you're into the baseball world, because I know we're getting kind of close to it, I've already got my redraft ranks available for everybody, which you can go and check out. Plus, Dynasty and Prospect. It's all there. Go to InThisLeague.com. Support your boys. Support independent podcasting. InThisLeague.com. Do it today. Or, you know, January 1st, you'll start the new year. I say make a commitment in 2022. Your New Year's resolution is to be with Bogman and the Welsh, right?
That's right. That should be everyone's New Year's commitment, I think.
I agree. Bogman, last week, it's a joyous time of year. Maybe our biggest Christmas present. I went 10-5. I don't know how I went. Oh, yeah, because there was a tie in there. So I went 10-5 against the spread. 7-7 with one tie and over unders. You went 9-6 against the spread, 6-8 with one tie and over unders. But the damn coin went 3-2.
You suck, coin.
The spread. You suck, coin. The coin, Bogman, you'll love this.
You said 3-2. You meant 3-11, right?
3-12. 3-12.
3-12. Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like the coin missed the entire morning slate.
Yep.
And only hit those kind of late games. Was brutal. So guess what? The coin doesn't work. As far as the card goes, Bogman, did you only have two games on your card last week?
I don't remember. I guess if that's what they say.
Well, that's what's on here. But let me look here. I see. Yeah. Well, no, you had more. So it just wasn't marked. You actually had four games on your slate.
At Green Bay, I lost that one. I had the Atlanta, San Francisco over. I lost that one. Arizona, Detroit over. I think I lost that one. And Washington minus 9.5, lost that one. So not great. Okay.
On my card, let me go back to it here. We've got so many sheets to go to. On my card, I was 3-2. I missed the Washington plus 9.5 and the Green Bay minus 5.5, but I hit the Seattle Rams under. I hit the San Francisco 9.5 and Cincinnati plus 2.5. So I was 3-2. And but the big important thing is we were both well over 500, which is a big key marker here. I am now officially sitting in a decent spot. Actually, Bogman, we are both over 500 against the spread on the year. We are officially both over 500. We have hit that marker.
Last couple weeks have helped out a lot.
We are, sorry, I got to look at this small print here. We are both at least five games over 500. And picking every single game, I want to point out every single game. And let me see if our boy Donovan has picked our card. I don't see that one. By the way, the coin is still over 500 against the spread, is unfortunate. But I don't know what our record is since we've been picking our actual cards, but we can go back and take a look at that. That is all behind us, though. We're in week 16. Where there are continuously more COVID issues. It's unbelievable. Line, we saw a line, ladies and gentlemen. I think it was, what the hell was it? It's the Monday night game. Dude, Monday night, like on Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever it was New Orleans minus 3. It literally flipped to Miami minus 3, which we'll get to. and an under below 38. COVID is going bonkers, and there's really no end in sight. And, you know, I know a lot of the time, like, we're all sitting here, we're like, okay, where are the places you can take advantage? The books are just waiting. The books are, they're pricing everything in where they can. They're pricing in all of the disadvantages.
The one I didn't get so far, the one where I'm like, is the book not going to move this? Is the Rams game so far. They respect Alexander Mattison so much that they didn't really adjust that line when Dalvin Cook went out with COVID.
Yeah, but I mean, Mattison has like just jumped right in and essentially been Dalvin Cook.
He has before, but he was also on the COVID list for 2 weeks. So he definitely was symptomatic. And, yeah. You know, who knows how much he's going to play. That was my only, like, you know, my eyebrow raised that one didn't move, because the other one, you know, of course it's a quarterback in Taysom Hill and all that stuff, but they do adjust. Kansas City Pittsburgh life got a point and a half in that game. Way. Yeah. Finds a way.
Yeah,
finds a way. So you're saying a group of female animals will breed.
Yes.
I'm not saying that. Just saying that life finds a way.
So, I mean, we're recording this on late Thursday night. It doesn't mean that these lines are done. If there's a new COVID issue that pops up, if there are players that
I don't think anything will change between now and Saturday, right? Well, it's just going to be all fine and dandy. No issues.
Let me ask you this real quick. The Baltimore one, it's a weird one right now, because right now it looks like it's trending in the direction that Lamar Jackson's not going to play. But I feel like that's already completely priced in. If he were to just all of a sudden out of nowhere play, I wonder how much further that would come in. Like, would it come in a lot? Would it come
in? I think
it's
going to be, it would change a little bit because it's a quarterback, but I think it'll kind of be like the Rams and Vikings game, right? Because Huntley looks so good.
Do you think it's priced in right there?
I don't think it's priced in. No, I think if a quarterback plays, we'll get it changed. I think it'll be a point though. I think you get, what is it right now? Cincinnati -4.
So it'll just be like the same old
three or two and a half, something. Yeah, it won't change that much.
All right. Well, I mean, you guys are going to have to monitor that. We're going to be giving you via the Thursday line. So just be aware of that as we're making our picks. We'll also go through our card as we pick these games. And we are not picking Saturday games, because those will theoretically have happened if they have not been canceled and moved. But Indianapolis, Bogman, anybody? Indianapolis?
Yeah, I mean, I'm on Indy right now because Arizona's looked horrific. Let's just pray everyone stays away from COVID. So
yeah, we do have some picks via that game. If you happen to be listening to the podcast version early, just pointing out on a prop sheet, and you can even you can fact check us, because that game impacted some of the prop sheet and some of our best bets that we put out there on some of the shows. So you guys can check that out. But let's get into these bad boys. We're going to be doing this for the rest of this hour. Here are our picks, as Bogman and I have been relatively hot. I've been hot on my against the spread stuff. We're very median line on the over-unders, but this is kind of a weird week with some big stuff. And let's go kick it over to the first game, which is Detroit at Atlanta. Atlanta is a 6-point home favorite versus Detroit. 42.5 is the line. I believe Tim Boyle is going to be the starting quarterback for this game. No, we have Goff back.
Well, we don't have Goff back, but Stupid Campbell said that he's not sure. It could be David Blough instead, because he didn't like what he saw from Tim Boyle the first time. So
how could you?
We don't know what is going to happen as of right now. So like, even right out of the gate, we kind of have to caveat this one.
But it looks like they will have there's a potential for them to have Jamal Williams and DeAndre Swift back in this game. If they don't have Swift, then you would probably see more Reynolds.
Swift has practiced 2 days in a row.
Yeah, I feel confident about it. I got to tell you, I've got him in two of my my leagues where I'm trying to push for the championship with Jonathan Taylor, and I'm putting Swift in, because if he gets back out there, he's going to get the ball thrown.
I was doing my Fantasy Pros rankings earlier in the day, and he was at like 60-something because people didn't want to rank him, and I was like, I'm going to put him up in the 20s because it's DeAndre Swift, and he practiced 2 days in a row. I know it's limited both days, so maybe the Lions will say, look, we know what you're all about. You don't have to play this game because we're out of it. Maybe they do something like that. But I don't know, man. If he's good enough to practice, why the hell wouldn't he play? That's my thought. Yeah,
so. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. That's what That's I've right. always said about them. So Atlanta, -6, 42.5 is the line. I actually have this. If you guys want to check out Bet This League, I just want to point out this game is involved in a teaser piece that I put together, and you can hear what it is. But what do you like? Atlanta and the over here, we've got about 30 seconds.
I'm going to caveat this, but give me Detroit. Detroit, one of the best teams in the league against the spread. And give me the over. I think Goff will end up playing. If he doesn't play, give me Atlanta and give me the under, because I'm not trusting anything without Goff. So it all hinges on Goff. I think he plays. Give me Detroit in the over.
I think this is a really, really, really difficult game to manage because of just how the Lions are in general.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
If Goff goes, I think it's obviously a big one. But you know what? I'm going to take Atlanta at home. I think this is a great defensive matchup for Atlanta. Cordarrelle Patterson gets back involved. I like Kyle Pitts in this. Detroit is a little bit screwed. I agree. If Goff goes, I feel less confident about this. This is why this is not going to go in any piece for me. But I'm going to take Atlanta, and I'm also going to take the over because I like the over. When we come back, we're going to check in with the coin and all the rest of the games, and don't go anywhere in this league. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey, In This League has got a lot of podcasts for you. So pick up your app and start searching. ITL or In This League, you can type in. You're going to find football. You'll find baseball. You're going to be able to find all the other stuff like Prospect One, the individual defensive podcast for DFS. We've got college, and we've even got a brand new podcast. Our boy Jesse, who's going to be on the podcast here in the next hour, the Dynasty Sports Life for multi-sport dynasty talk. Plus, Joe Pizzapia does In This Ring. There's a bunch of cool stuff on the In This League podcast network, so go and check them out. Subscribe to them so you don't miss any of them and support your boys. So, Bogman, we did our first game. I took Atlanta -6. You took Detroit. We both took the over. We now bring in the coin, who did not do well last week. Heads for the favorite, tails for the dog, heads for the over, tails for the under. The first flip of the night is coming for the coin. And the flip, we're going heads, so they're going Atlanta.
Oh, I like Atlanta. One of my favorite southern cities.
Is going with the under. Atlanta and the under.
You know what I like under the desk? Interns.
I love Marilyn Monroe.
Get under the desk or over my lap.
That's your best part of the impression that you've done yet. All right, game number two. The Giants at the Philadelphia Eagles. Philly is -10 in this game right now. 40.5 is the line, I think. Have they announced if Fromm is going to be the starter? Or
they
is
haven't
it
said, but it doesn't matter. It's either Giraffneck or Fromm. They all suck.
Yeah, Philly -10, 40.5 is the line. Bogman, what do you like about this game or dislike, or what are you going
to
pick?
I mean, this might be the worst team to be favored by 10 and just to be constantly favored these last couple of weeks. I mean, I don't think the Eagles are completely out of the playoff race here, are they? I mean, they have been pretty good recently. So, I still don't think they're a good overall team, and they might be better without their coach because Sirianni has COVID. Don't know if he's going to end up being able to even be at this game or whatever. So, but I just have no faith in Joe Judge. I think he's one of the worst coaches. Yeah, the Eagles are 7-7. I think Joe Judge is such a terrible,
you know me. I've been so
coach.
Critical of this stupid team all year. I just think they lack innovation beyond belief, and I just don't like it.
Yeah, they've. I mean, now that Urban's gone, you know, the microscope should be put directly onto Joe Judge because he's doing nothing with this team. With some talent there, they've got some good players on this team here. So, for me, I'm going to take Philly. I'm going to take the under because I just don't trust the Giants to score points at all. So. I mean, the bad part is that Philly's been hitting the over by getting most of it by themselves here. But if Jake Fromm starts this game, can you really trust 14 points out of the Giants offense? I don't think he can. So I, you know, Philly, I don't have a ton of faith in either. So I'm going to go with Philly in the under here.
Yeah, I don't particularly love this game in general. I'm going to go with Philly as well. It's kind of a square play, minus 10. You could play the Giants, but everything is bad. Galladay's picking up a little bit. Saquon picking up just a tiny bit. Nothing's exciting. It's just such a low total. Here's why I kind of want to take the Giants, because I could see this being like a 23-20 game. And you know, just close. Or you could also play it on the under. I mean, God. Man, I could talk myself into a couple different directions. No way am I touching this game. I'm going to take Philly in the over.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. If you can talk yourself into a bunch of different stuff,
I can.
Then you probably can.
I can see all the different scenarios. It's like the Matrix. I can just play all of them. I'm not going to, but I'm going to go Philly and the over. Let's see what the Mr. President, what do you have to say on the coin? The flip is going with...
I like the home team.
The home... which
give
is
me Philly. Give me the Eagles. 10.
And... the over. All right. So tailing
over
me.
My lap right here.
It's tailing me. All right.
I got a seat for you right here, sweetheart.
Next game is the Jags at the New York Jets. The Jets are favored by 1 at home. 41.5 is the line.
I mean, God bless you if you're going to sit and watch this game. I don't know how you could, but I tell
you what. How could the Jags have two of the worst games back to back? Like, they are so awful.
Because they're in
Houston and then the Jets. No, but I mean, like,
they're in them.
It's unbelievable how bad they are.
And whoever they play, it's going to be a bad game. But yeah. Look, I've got Jacksonville, and I think it's a pretty safe bet here. Not that I love Jacksonville, but I do love the fact that there's a million New York Jets on the COVID list. Now, they all might come back and play, but who knows? You know, who has symptoms and, you know, no practice for these guys who clearly need practice because they've been bad all year long. So give me Jacksonville. They at least have a good weapon in James Robinson, been a little more efficient recently. And also give me the under because I don't trust either one of these teams to score. So this is a, 10-7 slap fight or something like that. Give me Jacksonville. Give me the under.
Yeah, I love this game so much so, Boggs. I don't think you said it, but you're putting this on your card.
Yes, I am.
You didn't say it because I'm also putting this on my card. The Jets are horrific.
You combine them. They were the Jets first.
The Jets in general is like the top two picks in the draft.
Jets sounds like something you get on your crank after you sleep with the lady of the night. So
like, I got the Jets.
I
got
to go get some cream. I got some Jets all over the place. So
I gotta go down to that Trevor Lawrence convenience store and get the Jets. Hopefully Zach Wilson's not at the counter. I'm going to take the Jags because, I mean, last week I felt like this was going to be the, like, hey, new regime, new usage. They're going to get it fixed. It didn't happen. Maybe it's a false chase here. I think the Jets are just so horrifically bad. There's COVID issues. I think James Robinson's going to have a monster day. And I think Trevor Lawrence is going to maybe have one of his best games he's had all season. So I'm going to put it on my card. My first one, Jags. I'm going to also take the over. So we are not compatico on the over-under so far. And let's see what the coin has to say. The coin is up here, and the flip is going to go in favor.
Do we have to burn Jets off, or Jets? What do we do?
They're going with the Jets, even though we like we are both putting on our card the Jags, and the over-under is the over. So
Jets
it's going over.
All right. So I pick Jags to the under. The president. President never likes my picks. I'll say that.
No.
I don't like that fat guy. He's got too much hair.
Last week it paid off. Tampa Bay, Carolina. It didn't pay off for him. It paid off for you. Tampa Bay, Carolina. Tampa Bay is minus 10. Over-under is 43.
This game. So I know what everyone's thinking, right? Everyone is thinking angry Tom Brady just got shut out for the first time, all that stuff. I don't think we're taking into account how many pieces are down for Tampa Bay. In that game, they lost three weapons on offense. I know they get AB back. That's one. But you're missing Evans. You're missing Godwin. You're missing Fournette. I'm firmly in the camp that I believe Brady can succeed with anybody, right? But I said a couple weeks ago, I just don't like messing with these big spreads. I'm going to take Carolina because they're at home. I don't want to touch this game at all. I'll take the over just because both these defenses aren't great right now, particularly Carolina not playing up to snuff. And it's only 43 here. So if Brady does go on that craziness, we'll definitely hit the over. But I'm going to take the points here. I'm going to take the plus 10 for Carolina.
I think Carolina is an absolute train wreck. I love Tampa Bay. I don't care about the horrifically bad performance. I have openly said,
I think, about the bad performance either. It's just the injuries for me.
Yeah, I get it. I think Tom Brady is going to be man. They're going to fix all the problems they had last week with Johnson and Scotty Miller. You're going to get AB back. Ronald Jones is in the mix. Gronk had his worst game of his career. I think this is a 3-touchdown-plus performance. I think Carolina is a disaster, and they're going to throw two different quarterbacks in the mix. There's no confidence that's being given, which I hate. I absolutely hate for Carolina as a total here. So I love the minus 10, and I'm putting it on my card as my second play. And frankly, kind of really like the over as well, and I would almost consider it, but I don't want to get too crazy with it. So I'm going to take Tampa minus 10, and I've already mentioned this is another one of those tease plays that I really like that I would put together. Let's see where the coin is at here. The coin, you've got Carolina, I got Tampa. We both got the over. The coin says
Carolina. I like kitties.
Plus 10. And
I've always been a big fan of kitties.
The over-under?
Love the kitty.
Under. Under with the kitty. Under with the kitty for Mr. President here. Let's see how much time we have. We got at least one more here. You love doing your Jake. Like, this whole hour is just you getting to be JFK, which I know you love.
I don't even think it's a terrible JFK, too. I don't think it's
a great one.
I think it's a fun one, but I don't think it's a good impression. It's just okay.
The Chargers at Houston. Chargers are a 10.5-point favorite.
I hate 40, anything in Texas.
45.5 is the line. You know, the president has never, since we started the coin, has never taken a Texas team for obvious reasons that you can guess. Not even for our choice. It is the flip of the coin. Has never taken Dallas or Houston in any capacity for whatever godly reasons are here. So there's a lot on the line here, Boggs. What do you think about this game?
This is a Chargers smash spot. Put it on my card. Houston is miserable. They're missing people. Brandon Cooks, their best offensive player, went down. I know Eckler is out. Don't care. Most likely out. Don't care. They're terrible against the run. The Chargers have, they have like 1,000 backs that can do it. They have Jackson, Kelly, Roundtree, all these guys can have big workloads. They did it all in college. So I just think that the Chargers win this one going away. It's not particularly close. So I will take the Chargers, put it on my card, and I'll take the over because I think they get most of it by themselves.
See, that's interesting because I agree. The Chargers have just been really wonky and how
they have
performed all year, and there might be no Eckler. And we've seen Houston kind of come up a couple times, and I don't know. I just don't know what Charger team you're going to get. I'm going to take the Chargers 10.5, but I don't love it. I actually kind of like the under a decent amount. And this would be another one I'd be considered putting in a tease, is taking that over or that under, teasing it, which would put it at 51.5. And you're telling me a Houston Charger game is going to put up over 50 points? I don't think so. So I really like that as a tease play. Either way, I'm not going to play it in any lines, but I'm going to take the Chargers and I'm going to take the under. I like the under more than anything here. Let's see what the president has to say.
No way. I'm taking Houston.
Houston.
Wow. First Texas team. The president
first Texas time. And the under. Houston and the under in week 16. Don't go anywhere, friends. We come back. We got a whole bunch more. Buffalo, New England, all the way down to the Monday night game right here on In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
In This League.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In This League.
Oh. Welcome back, friends. It is ITL on Sports Grid. Bogman of the Welsh, week 16. And we're going through the entire list. We're going through all the games. So we do not bet all of them, but you can track them all. So far, we have each got two games on our card, and we've only gotten five games through. I've got Jags plus one and Tampa Bay minus 10. Bogman's also got Jags plus one and the Chargers minus 10.5.
And we now move to Buffalo at New England. New England is a 2-point favorite at home. 43.5 is the line. What say you, Boggs?
I'm going to take the Patriots here. I know that everyone is on the Buffalo revenge tour, Buffalo this, Buffalo that, and they're a great team. They have not been playing great recently. So I know they won last week. Great. Oh, what a hard-fought victory over the terrible Carolina Panthers. I get it. I'm taking New England in this game. Belichick has out-coached Buffalo for years and years and years. I'm also going to take the under because I think if I'm picking New England, I'm going to, you know, say they do it their way by grinding everybody up and making it hard to move the football. So give me the Pats. Give me the under in this game. I just think they're too much for Buffalo right now.
I'm a little bit different on the total score. I think this has the potential to put up some points. I mean, Buffalo wants blood. They're going to be swinging for the fences. I don't know if New England's going to get the opportunity to grind the ball on the ground as they usually would with no Damian Harris. And I do like the advantage, though, in New England. And I think 2 points, it's practically a pick 'em at that point. And I'm going to take New England at home. But I like the over. I like them, but I don't like them enough to place them on the card.
No.
But they're definitely a little bit more, like if you were taking all of the stuff and you were just slicing
it in half. You were ranking
them?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be on the, like, it would be in the top half, but it's not enough to get on the card. So yeah, I like New England in the over. You like New England in the under. Let's see what the coin has to say. The flip from Mr. President.
I love both these cities, but I'm from one of them. Oh, he's going to go against my hometown. Going to take the Bills.
He's a Josh Allen fan, and the flip for the over-under, going over. So going over with me here. Next game, the Rams at Minnesota. This is the one you and I have not fully understood, as the line is only 3.5. Minnesota is without Dalvin Cook, but, you know, Madison is a good replacement. And 3.5 with 48.5 as the line.
Yeah, I don't care if Cook did play in this game. I would take the Rams and lay the 3.5. Doesn't matter to me. Minnesota's not been playing particularly great on defense, and the whole, like, the entirety of the outcome of this game depends on what Kirk Cousins does. It's not nationally televised, so we could get a good Kirk Cousins game, but I just don't think we're going to. He has been playing well recently, so give me the Rams and give me the under. I think that they stymie this Minnesota offense a little bit, and I'm going to go ahead and take them. And just remember, I mean, look, you know, a lot of these games, remember last week, just low scoring. I don't know if that's COVID. I don't know if that was a freak week. I don't know if it's the weather. Obviously, this is in a dome, so that shouldn't affect this particular game. But a lot of unders last week. It was a little bit crazy. We might get the overcorrection. They're all going over this week, but it was just weird for me. So give me the under here. I don't like what Cousins has been doing recently.
I am with you. I like the Rams so much so that I don't know if I heard you say it. I'm putting it on my card, and you are as well. So we're both putting on our card 3.5. This would also be a, just anytime I see these type of things and I like the tease pieces, this would get you plus 2.5 if you wanted to play that just out of that, just out of that.
I had some tease pieces running around my office when I was president.
That's right, Mr. President.
They're
we'll
all
see if
over
you're
the
gonna,
place.
We'll see if you're going to tail us and just not take that tail.
Down I'm going to go Oval the Rams. Office.
We're both going to take put it on our card for the Rams. I'm going to take the over, though, because Minnesota can score some points. It is a decent amount of points, but their offense kind of still is in place. But there are a lot of defensive pieces that are back in on the Rams side. I don't feel confident about the over-under, but I love the Rams minus 3.5. The coin says, with the flip, is going with us with the Rams, so that is unanimous. And the under. So I believe the president under. Is tailing you there.
Guess what the office was called when they were under the office? It wasn't the Oval Office. I think you can fill in the blank. What was it? Come on. You know it. I'm not going to say it on the radio.
Baltimore at Cincinnati. Baltimore looks like it's trending without Lamar Jackson. Cincinnati tore them up last time. I mentioned this on Bet This League. T. Higgins had 15 targets, and Ja'Marr Chase went over 200 yards in their last appearance. And this one might also not have Lamar Jackson, though Tyler Huntley is not a just a throwaway piece. He played very well last week, 4 touchdowns. Cincinnati's a 4-point home favorite. 45.5 is the line. What say you?
I mean, I know I'm rooting for
Meteor.
Baltimore. Just the escalator of sadness makes me so happy, and it's in Cincinnati. So if I have to pick a team in this game, I will pick Baltimore, who I want to win. But in this game, I just don't think Baltimore has enough. I think the defense is just, the whole team has been stricken by all kinds of injuries. They're definitely one of the worst teams in the NFL as far as that goes. So I'm not surprised to see them trending down and all that stuff. No thing is necessarily the coaching staff's fault or anything outside of, you know, maybe don't go for it twice on, for two twice and lose both
maybe
those
just
games.
Be better.
It, well, also, I mean, that's also maybe a little bit of karma because they had to kick a record NFL field goal to beat the Lions earlier in the year. Remember? So the Ravens have played in a bunch of close games here, but I'm going to take Cincinnati. They're just the hotter team right now. I'm also going to take the over because I just think Baltimore's bad defense kind of will push this, the narrative of this game. You said on Bet This League, you like a lot of plays in this game as well. And, yeah. And I think that's the right thing. So I'm going to take the over and I'm going to put the over on my card. Ooh. But unfortunately I'm going to take Cincinnati as well. Hopefully they tie. That would be the best.
Over, I like it. I'm taking both sides, Cincinnati and the over as well. I think there's a lot of pieces in here. I like T. Higgins this week as a sneaky play. It's tough to, like, is Ja'Marr Chase really going to walk out of the season with, like, over 300 yards against this one team? Maybe. I don't know. But I like T. Higgins as a pivot. I don't like him enough to put him on the card. The over is so close, though. Oh, so close. But I'm not going to put it on. But we're both going to take Cincinnati and the over. Let's do the flip. The flip is going Baltimore.
Charm City. I've been charmed in Baltimore a lot. One of my favorite cities to go to ever.
Complete fade of both of us. Complete.
Well, remember what the president did last week. He wasn't so hot. So
No, he wasn't so hot. All right. Next game up here, Chicago at Seattle. Seattle's a 6.5-point favorite. 42.5 is your line.
I mean, this is a Usain Bolt away from this game. I don't want to touch either side of this one. Yeah, I look, Seattle has been horrific on defense since losing Jamal Adams. They were okay against the Rams last week. I guess I shouldn't say horrific, but Russ is still just not quite there, right? Maybe he gets going now that Lockett's going to come back from his COVID thing. And he was just a hair off with DK on some throws last week, but now Lockett comes back and things change a little bit for them. I don't like either team in this game. You know, we saw Chicago hold Kirk Cousins to 87 pass yards and still lose. So I think the best unit in this game is probably the Bears defense. So I will take the Bears in this game and take the points, especially if this is one in general. This isn't a hard and fast rule, of course, but in general, if you're picking games or, you know, whatever, and you see a game and you're like, I don't know, I'm just going to take the points. And that's how I am in this game. I don't like, if Seattle is -3, I might be like, well, you know, Seattle's at home. So this is your basic home game spread. I'll take them. But 6.5, I don't know if I trust the Seahawks to beat the Jets or Jags or Texans by 6.5. So I will take Chicago in this game, and I will take the under just in case neither team decides to score. So give me the Bears and give me the under here.
I'm a complete pivot on this one. I like Seattle. I like them at home. Chicago's offense, a little bit wonky, but I think both of these defenses are wonky enough that.
And this is not one I would fight you on because I just talked about how I don't like this game. So
yeah,
I understand a Seattle and overplay. I do. I really do. I get it. I mean, you know, if Russell, he gets Lockett back, maybe those ones that he just sailed a little bit over DK land this week, that could definitely be in the cards for this game. I just don't know. Russ has been, ever since the weird finger thing, has been just not himself. So this game is almost impossible to pick.
Yeah, I think it is a tough one. I like Seattle. I like the over. I think I like the over more than I like Seattle. And again, this would be one I'd point out if you wanted to get tricky. If you played the under on a teaser, you would get it pushed down to 36.5, which, you know, Justin Fields with the feet, Russell Wilson. I mean, there's a lot of potential for these guys to move around, but, you know, wide receivers are a little bit dicey in general. So I suppose.
I don't know why, but when you said Justin Fields with the feet, I immediately thought of Rex Ryan going, oh, God, you're doing his thing.
I'm pretty sure he did too. Let's check out the coin and see where the coin's at. The flip, heads would be favorite, tails is the dog. It's going with the favorite. And they are going with Seattle minus 6.5. The president is. And
it is the Seahawks.
Flip for the over-under. Going under. So there you go. Seattle and the
Half you, half me. There you go, Mr. President. Where you be?
Denver at Vegas. Las Vegas is favored by 141.5 is the line. Low number.
I mean, you talk about sinking ships. Vegas has to be in that sinking ship category. I mean, you know, I thought they were going to maybe get better with Gruden going, but I think Ruggs might be the bigger loss for them. You know, obviously he ain't coming back through the doors anytime soon. So he just, they've got nothing on offense. I don't know why Derek Carr is not playing like himself. You know, Josh Jacobs is trying to do a lot of it, but Waller has been hurt and banged up and not playing right. They did pivot and go to Hunter Renfrow, which seemed to be working, but now teams are covering Renfrow. So they just don't have much. I don't trust Denver at all, right? So this game is definitely not going to be on my card. Drew Lock is going to be their quarterback. Our boy Teddy Bridgewater is hurt and out in this game. I'm going to take Denver because their defense can show up and win them a game. It did against Dallas earlier. I think it can be strong against Vegas here. So I'm going to take Denver. I'll take the over. I mean, this total of 41.5 is pretty low. So this is one of those games where I'm like, all right, well, can somebody trip into a couple touchdowns here? I think they can. So, you know, you're looking at a 21-24 game. You hit the over here. So I'm going to take Denver. The run game is good. The defense is strong. I'm going to take the over just because the total's so low. This would be a low-level confidence on both sides of this game should we be ranking them for the entire week. But
yeah,
I got the donkeys.
I don't particularly love anything in this game. I'll take the home team for Vegas. It's pretty easy for me. I'm going to go with the under, though, because I think one of the big pieces to, like, I mean, first off, this is sus. It's super sus at 41.5. But also, I'd say, like, you look at like teams that are going to hit the overs and you want good pass games, and there's no good pass game on either side. I mean, literally the Broncos cannot move the ball to two star receivers with Sutton and Judy, and Carr has just struggled, and both of these teams are going to rely on multi-back systems. And I think if you get into the running game, you're going to have, you know, more punting going on. You're going to burn more clock. They're going to have really effective offenses to score touchdowns. And I mean, it's very obtainable. It's super obtainable. Just both these offenses are really kind of pukey. So I think it's a little suspect that 41.5. I'm going to go with the under. Don't love it. Go with Vegas. Don't love it. That's why I wouldn't be placing anything on this game. The president on the flips is going with the dog in Denver.
Give me the donkeys, Bronco.
And the under also. President agrees it is suspect. We're going to come back and end out hour one. And then we got three more games for hour two, which we'll probably do. We'll have three more games that we'll do in hour two. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back right here on Endless League.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, fellas, here's how it works. $15 for it.
In this league.
What's this?
In this league.
If you have to ask, big man, you can't afford it.
Welcome back, friendos. It is ITL on Sports Grid, Bogman and the Welsh. And boy, let me tell you, the 49ers, I did not get a good Christmas gift 2 days before Christmas. The 49ers just absolutely imploding. And, you know, the best Christmas gift I could get, you know, because some of you guys, your teams might play on Christmas Day or the day after Christmas.
I hate that, by the way.
What, Christmas games?
I hate Christmas games.
Why? Because if the
just give me a day off, dude. Yeah. Well, just give me a day off, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the one Christmas game the Steelers played, they beat the Ravens with that Antonio Brown, like, reach over the goal line. So that was okay. But I just give me a day off.
Well, my Christmas present could come from Kyle Shanahan and officially benching Jimmy Garoppolo. And it'll just never happen because everyone's like, oh, Niners have won 5 of 6 and Jimmy Garoppolo, hey, he's really effective. And he came out in the Thursday night game and he looked as bad as he's ever looked. He looks like the Jimmy Garoppolo that I complain about. He threw multiple picks, horrific decisions. The play calling was awful and the defense played like garbage. And it's just, it's so frustrating as a 49er fan watching Jimmy Garoppolo because he's not the answer. Like, he holds the team together, but I'd almost wish they would go to Trey Lance, even though he looked awful, because it might make them get more creative because they're lacking creativity and they look so bad. And it's just the worst way to start a Christmas weekend off with the 49ers dropping an insanely winnable game against the Tennessee Titans that you and I watched live together. We recorded Bet This League as the game was going on, and it was embarrassing, dude. They had a 10-0 lead and they let it go. And Tennessee Titans, maybe one of the worst 10-win teams in the NFL because they don't have Derrick Henry. And yeah, now they're going to get Derrick Henry back. And it's like teams giving them a pass so they can get in the playoffs and then become one of the most if the Tennessee Titans get AJ Brown, who had a monster game,
he was
with,
huge
with Julio Jones back, and then Derrick Henry, they're going to be the biggest potential upset playoff team that you don't want to face.
They're
going to
back into the playoffs, but then look good in the playoffs because they have Derrick Henry back. So you're right. I mean, they were one of the best teams in the NFL before he went down. So we'll see. You know, you guys are still in the playoff hunt though, and Jimmy can get on a roll. Just get into the playoffs. That's all you have.
Well, close to losing $100 thinking about that. But don't go anywhere, friends. Hour two is coming up. We still got 3 games on the slate and maybe even a little bit of Pro Bowl snub talk. And we've also got Jesse Severe coming up for a little Dynasty conversation. And, from the Dynasty Sports Life on ITL. But some big plays you can play for weeks in fantasy. More ITL coming up in hour 2.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.